Yeah. Like, cause like to their level is appropriate.
Yeah,
but like they OD and
my brother,
it's me.
My brother,
like,
look, he do it to me now. Call me Unk. You said, what's up, Unk?
I'm your actual brother, though.
We're
closer than that.
I'm not that much older than you.
Uncle is like two layers. Yeah. I'm this close. Like,
so what's good? Yeah, you're kind of old though. Yeah.
It is funny how though, like, that is like middle school humor is just running a joke into the ground.
Yeah.
Like,
into
that's
the ground.
It don't matter
what
bar.
Like, when we were in middle school, like, yeah. Waza. Like, just that. Keep doing it. Waza.
Back at the BLT POD, otherwise the Black Lunch Table Podcast.
Nah, man, I'm really about to do that storm chasing shit, bro.
Do it, bro.
I'm gonna, like, there's like, I was like looking at randomly at work, like places in between Kansas and Oklahoma. You can like stay there for a month. It's like very cheap. It's like,
it'd be the time you go, it ain't nothing.
Summer. I know, bro. That's why I'm scared. I have to go during like storm season.
Yeah,
but like,
bro, you could probably even still see some like real good thunderstorms and shit.
Mm-hmm. I'll be mad if I don't see none touch down. No, you understand, bro? I gotta go back to work.
Would you settle for a dust storm or like
I need to see a rip tornado.
What's crazy is that he praying on some local town's downfall.
I know.
He wake up, he said, damn, y'all shit still staying at home.
Like every year, it's just like, we just pray there's not any tornadoes this year.
There's some town in Kansas where Ryan goes show and be like, ain't some this shit.
I just feel like there's some things.
Gone tomorrow.
I just feel like there's some things that Mother Nature, that we just need to really understand and see how it
naturally
forms.
Understand
her
strength? Yeah.
And no, like, I feel my strength. In its form, I just got to see that.
You know what I just recently thought about that? About, I saw a video. It was of a volcano. I'm like, I feel like because we're not around volcanoes, we don't respect volcanoes. Like, we got hurricanes, earthquakes. But it's like, can you imagine, bro, if a nigga, a hill just exploded one day?
Hot.
Of hot lava.
Of rock that was so hot that it was liquid, bro.
And doesn't it, when something like that, when it sticks to your skin, it sticks?
Oh, yeah. No, it's like tar. It's not, it's like melting, it's like your drinks. Shit, bro. You're not.
That's scabbing, right?
Like,
that's just scabbing.
Like that, burning when off. That shit was like Pompeii, you could see the outline of people who have been trying to run just ash. Like, it's that hot, bro.
And then what? Then something in the air.
That's
comes,
it, especially
right?
The ash. Let's say the ash cloud is hot, but it's like super hot
sun.
Ash.
And then you get acid rain, right?
Blast out the sun, it like kills you, bro.
Oh.
You'll choke to death, you'll burn to death. Everything dies when volcanoes. That's what I'm saying. Like, that shit in Yellowstone or whatever the fuck it's called, if that shit goes off, That place is gone, bro.
Yeah.
Cooked, bro.
He said, guess we just
that's the thing. We don't really respect that, though.
But, like, we also aren't prepared for anything, though. Like,
because we don't deal with that shit.
In Ohio, maybe not.
We prepare for shit we get.
Yeah.
Like, you think about, like, even, like, in Ohio, like, we have tornadoes. So a lot of our houses have basements. On, like, the West Coast, they have earthquakes. So they don't have basements. Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, we are prepared for that kind of shit. But, like, when you get the opposite shit, like, if for some crazy reason, bro, there was, like, a hurricane hit Ohio.
Yeah.
We're gone. Yeah. No, we have no, like a flood.
Yeah, it's
Ohio's flat, bro. We're cooked,
yeah, no,
bro.
We are cooked.
Not
nobody's
for,
house.
We don't have tall buildings,
that,
bro. We don't have,
don't got flood insurance.
We're fucked, bro. Yeah, bro. It's like when that ice storm hit Georgia. It was like half an inch of snow.
Was,
but them niggas didn't have, they don't have snow trucks,
bro.
Niggas don't have the equipment, bro. Niggas don't have snow plows in fucking Decatur, nigga. Like, niggas don't.
He said, just don't leave.
Yeah, he said.
They sliding down that street.
Yeah, it's not in the city's budget, bro.
Sliding down Peach Street.
It was, right. And it was a nigga from Nationwide came. He said, hey, do y'all want to get ice insurance? They said, nah, we're at Georgia.
Y'all
we don't
ice
need
insurance.
Ice insurance, bro.
He
we
said,
don't.
Okay.
All right. It's all right. He told news. He said, damn, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
He was blowing his phone up.
Yeah, bro. If you're not prepared for shit, you're not prepared for shit. Or, like, I feel like there's a lot of shit where it reminds me of, like, you know how they would say, like, oh, it's a bomb threat. So you're going to, like, get underneath your desk. It's like they telling us shit, but it's like, bro, this shit really it. Like, you're dying.
That's
so it's like there's not.
You're one gonna, is prepared. Like I don't know how to prepare.
It's
like,
more so preparing you to not panic, so we can save the people that we can't save. Because if y'all all panic,
we can't save nobody.
So we have to, like, give y'all something to do. It's like,
are we gonna be okay?
It's like in those movies when they're like, oh, the world's gonna end, so we gonna build this shuttle. But that nigga, no, ain't no shuttle getting built, bro. But I gotta give y'all some shit to do, so that, like, y'all can not kill each other, bro. I'm telling you, spoiler alert, that's the plot of Interstellar. Is that he's like, oh, we're gonna be on Earth because the world's, and I'm gonna build this giant arc that's gonna travel through space and time and take us there. And that nigga there, he's talking to me, he's like, oh, we don't have the science for this, bro. Not yet. He's like, but we have to keep working so these niggas don't kill each other. We have to give them something to do. Because humans would kill each other.
Watching,
It's a fire
it's
movie.
A, it's, I heard it's.
A I ain't spoiled. I ain't spoiled the complete end. You there's even a twist of that. No, there's even a twist beyond that. It's not done. That's how. That's how Christopher Nolan do niggas. It's like Inception.
Two twist, man.
He says he twist, you get retwisted.
Mr. Double Twist.
He said pause. He said Mr. Double Twist.
What that nigga say? He said. He said. He said best head in the game.
Hey, he said what's going on, bro?
Man got the best head. I said, what's going on, man?
That's funny.
Hey, man. Speaking of that. Bro, so I was thinking about this, and as we get older, I know there's like lingo that you're supposed to like take with you.
Yeah.
But like, do you think lingo ever drops off?
No, bro.
Because like, I was just thinking about, I was laughing. I was like, bro, I'm never going to be able to just like ask for a plane, like, or like ask for some meat without nobody like. Because remember how we were younger, you would just ignore it.
Yeah.
But like,
that's not what you would
catch.
But
y'all are never going to not ignore it. And I'm thinking like, maybe when we like 78 and like,
no.
And like, it's time to be serious. And maybe we at my son's chess game and he's like, checkmate, Mr. Meaty wins. Like, y'all ain't being like, or just, I don't think
jokes get old.
You
get
look
old.
Around.
Like, I think funny lingo stays around.
Like, you know what I mean?
Like, obviously, like, you're
Mr.
not.
Mr. Meaty.
Is it embedded so much in your mind where you're just like.
Yeah, bro. Jokes are jokes. Like, you can't. For your I do think, though, it's like, you do have to let certain shit go because it's just like. That's for the youth. And once you no longer the youth, you can't do certain shit.
It ain't cool no more.
So it's like there's certain shit like you're gonna age out of Riz eventually. Mm-hmm. Eventually you can't be 50 at your wedding like, damn, my wife got so much Riz. Yeah. I'm like,
she Rizzed me up.
Please stop.
I haven't felt like me like a Riz.
Like you it's more so like, not that you're like aged out of slang, it's like you just like need to use a better word. Yeah. Like if you're like giving a speech,
I don't mean the same thing,
at your daughter's graduation, don't say she swagged out.
No,
like don't say that.
You gotta upgrade your vocabulary.
Like, come on, bro. This is your daughter's graduation. Give me something better than like, yeah, she's fire.
But some
like,
of the words be tough though.
Yeah, but like you got sometimes it's appropriate though because you need to know what it is so when people talk.
I
want to
stay in the loop, but I ain't gonna use it.
Yeah, so you know what's being said.
What it is, so you're not like that's exactly. Japanese. You're,
some kids say, "Oh, sir, you're a fly." He said, "I'm
your kids
fly."
Around
son.
The house just saying shit.
Right.
But I'm gonna ask my kids though. I'm gonna be like, "What does this mean?
What does this mean?"
I'm not embarrassed to be like, "I don't."
I don't even know. Kids at school be saying,
"Stop lying."
You're not getting in trouble.
The kids at school be saying it.
You're not about to get in trouble.
I don't say it.
He said, "Daddy's talking about his meat." I said, "That's code for me. Yeah. That's what y'all say what for me now."
He said, "Yeah."
He's a grab the belt.
Pause.
All your kids are so advanced. They're like 7, 8. Pause. Pause.
Like, see, I don't like that though. I don't want my kids saying lingo to me. Though. Like, if I some say my son says pause, I'm gonna be mad. Like, come here.
He said, "Dad, with that glitch."
You want extra bacon?
Two glitches.
He said, "Dad, double glitch or not?"
He said, "Dad, double glitch."
What are you insinuating? You wouldn't be here if I was gay, nigga. First and foremost.
Punch your own son.
Double glizzy, Dad? Whoa.
He said, "Are you 7 years old for him and his friends some hot dogs at the barbecue?" He's like, "Whoa, Dad, be a real sus."
Like,
pause.
Bro, like, I'm about to knock you out.
Like, imagine you.
I get your weird ass out of here.
You at 7.
My own son, bro. I can't be comfy by my own house.
That's you at the
funny. All the little 7-year-olds laughing at you.
You at the barbecue. You in front of your friends, bro. You like, all right, here's a plan, bro. All right, I'm a star cook. I'm a smoke at 7. Your son said, "I don't know, man. Might get stupid." He said, "Don't doubt me, nigga. Like, don't doubt my plan, nigga. I'm your father."
Like, that might get stupid.
He said, "I don't know, Dad. Might get stupid." He's like, "What? don't doubt me. Don't lingo me, nigga.
Don't outlingo me."
Yeah, I don't like. Don't be throwing that shit in my face. I taught you that. You got that from me. Don't.
Where you getting that from?
He said, "No, your son said, yeah, I hear you." So nah, don't walk away from
me. Y'all tearing that up. Yeah. Like, who now? Hurry. Hey,
but you gotta really realize how much like they gonna be listening to what you like. You might be on the phone. They in the back seat, like, be quiet. And you talking on the phone to one of us or something. They hear all the stuff you're saying.
He said,
"Gets good."
They in the chat.
You take your dad's phone. You send your son's supposed to picture of you with two hot dogs. Says double glizzy ? So my dad a glizzy goblin.
He memeing you.
You up.
You
a meme.
You a subject in your son's group chat, man.
His friends are freaking the joke.
He said, "Hey, what it smell like? What it smell like, though?"
Yeah. Next time, Mr. Glizzy.
Next time I see Ryan's son, he said, "What's up, Glizzy Goblin?" I said, "Hold on."
What?
I said, "What's going on here, man?"
Right to your face.
Ryan. He said, "Ryan,
how you know I had hot dogs yesterday?"
Where your dad at, bro? He said, "They're not having the real ones."
I ain't even
dressing it with the kid, bro. I'm going straight to the father.
Straight to the source, bro. I don't like that, bro.
It's just annoying, too, because, like, the younger kids don't know that they OD'ing on the jokes.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, to their level is appropriate.
Yeah,
but, like, they OD'ing
it. My brother look, he do it to me now. He call me Unk. He said, "What's up, Unk?"
I'm your actual brother, though. We're closer than that.
Uncle is like two layers. I'm this close.
He's kind of old though.
It is funny how though like that is like middle school. Middle school humor is just running a joke into the ground.
Yeah.
Like
into the ground.
No matter what bar.
That's like when we were middle school. Like what's up? Like just keep doing it. Like that Orbit commercial, bro. I used to spam that Orbit commercial during class. Pickle, you kumquat, bro, every day, bro.
So with the French toast,
any opportunity, bro, I was spamming that shit. But that was getting the jokes, bro.
Yeah,
that's Mills humor, just running shit to the ground.
Into the ground.
And it's funny,
until a new one comes.
As a kid, you don't see it, but like out on the other side as an adult, you're like, God damn, y'all still on this, bro? Because it's like it was funny the first time, but like USC, like come up with some new material, bro. I gotta see this because it's like I have to also see this every day for five periods. Y'all see this joke once a time when y'all in math once. I see it all day
I'm the next group of class.
They doing the same material, bro. They starting from the top. He said, gosh. Again with Napoleon Dynamite.
Said, Mom made meatloaf, yes. Like, it just people just...
Niggas running it from the top
to
every
the ground,
class.
Bro.
Running around, bro.
Yeah.
It's funny. Kids are dumb, though, bro. I remember... I don't know about total starting a pot. I remember these niggas. So I taught high school. I taught English, but I taught like the honors kids.
Yeah.
I taught like honors sophomores 1 year. These niggas. So they had a class. We was in block schedule. We had four periods. They had this test. Miss Pendleton class. She taught math. You know, whatever. One of the harder maths in high school. You know how math just get hard in high school. You like, damn, bro. Like, I feel like y'all making this difficult for like why like so many letters and
like
shit.
AP Calc.
Yeah, like some shit like that. And so they had the test in the morning and test in the afternoon. Like afternoon periods had tests. Obviously, as high school niggas is want to do, they cheat. So this is 2016. So niggas got cell phones. So they taking pictures of the test, sending it in group chat, whatever. Come third period, bro. Niggas phone going dummy. Somebody phone in his pen class going stupid. Niggas blowing his phone up during the test. She take the phone. You know how on iPhone, adults know that you need to change the like message thing to preview so you can't just read the message. Kids don't know that. Kids are stupid.
So you see the text.
So they have a group chat. Guess what their group chat's called? Just guess.
Miss Pendleton.
Some cheating ass niggas.
Miss Pendleton's cheaters.
What?
And you can see the text in the group chat of them talking about the pictures. So not only do they get that nigga's phone, he has to unlock the phone.
Yeah.
They get every single person in the group chat, bro. I remember talking to a kid. I was like, Miss Pendleton's cheaters? Huh? You could have named it
anything in the world, bro.
And you would have got away. I was like, for kids so like, smart, y'all are so dumb. I'm like, that's so dumb.
I feel like that's the question. Is like, even if I feel like you're trying to figure that out when you're in separate classes, like, even if they got into the phones, like, how did they get us? Like, bro, if my group chats, they had to have read the chats or like,
literally, you had to, no, that's what I'm saying.
But now they like, they read, it's a title.
Because
right
yours
there.
Has a preview, it just says like BLT new message.
Yeah.
There says Miss Pendleton is cheaters. Hey, the question, the answer to the question is six
you guys,
was seven.
You guys don't
eight.
Do that to
y'all's phone? No, I don't label.
No, so like I'll see.
You've changed it. I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I've changed.
Oh no, I've changed our group chat. But like,
it only says our group chat.
Yeah,
it doesn't say whatever anyone said.
I know that. Yeah. That's why. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I'm saying like, in the theory that it would. I'm thinking like if you're all split up.
Yeah.
Like, let's just say like your boy gets caught. It's like, oh, what's the name got caught and got in trouble? So you're probably thinking in your mind's like, well, I'm not gonna get caught because like,
I wasn't in there.
They're not smart enough. They have to read the messages because in your phone, you would think
maybe he was the only one who
he might have been there, but he was he the only nigga had his phone on loud during a test. Yeah. I was like, you just a dumb nigga. Boy. I was like, you deserve to get caught.
Yeah.
Now all you guys wrong. For leaving the group chat, y'all all did it because I didn't feel bad. I was like, that was stupid.
I remember my phone went off in class one time at the cells.
Should be scary during tests.
It wasn't during a test, but it was just
scares
like,
you, doesn't
it? Just like, come on, man. Like, I gotta give it up.
Yeah.
I wasn't even on it.
You have your phone on at work?
I got it on.
Yeah, but even sometimes when like if I play a video too loud by accident, I'm like, I forget. I'm like,
tell me it was also Coach Bain's class.
Ah, yeah, that's bad.
So it's like,
you can't talk me out of that one.
No, you're finished. You're cooked.
And it's football punishment.
And it's football, bro. I had to do like extra shit.
Oh my
God. So it's like, driving your phone.
Yeah. I remember one time in college, we were in this class, like, we were in this, it was senior year. So you just take a bullshit class. This is like this American culture class. It already had got weird because it was one of them classes where we read Huckleberry Finn.
Yeah.
And if you're never a Huckleberry Finn, you don't know this, but they say nigga a lot. Nigger a lot. Yeah. And so, as a kid in school, as a black kid, you always know it gets weird that day when it's like, oh, okay, all the white kids will say nigger day. It's a nigger day. You just know. You just know. Because some kids don't. Some kids do.
Brace yourself.
This professor, white man, so confidently said it, it like really like caught me off guard. Yeah. He was just like, yeah, and I said, you niggers get back to the boss. I was like, okay, that's a little bit too much gusto on niggers. So it's already weird. I didn't like it.
Yeah. He was training too much.
It was like he was into it. Like he was performing.
Yeah.
But then like the next day after nigger day, bro, why is my friend Elisa, another black girl in the class, and I'm going to say her name because this is embarrassing, World Star Fight Comp. Full volume. Go off on her phone. Can't turn it off for a solid 30 seconds, bro. Chaos, bro.
Because she was like,
she likes him. Yeah, she was like, oh my God, I can't turn it off. And I eventually had to like take it from her, just like muted. But I was just sitting there like, oh my God. Because it's just like, fight, like just women yelling.
You know,
and then this is like peak World Star Fight. This is college. This is like peak. Niggas was watching fight comps every week. Peak World Star. So it was just chaos, bro, on her phone. I was like, he was right.
I used to wake up early watching World Star.
Bro, faithfully. I sometimes
check out World Star Comps, bro. In college.
It was good, bro.
College,
that was peak. Bro. World Star Comps, World Star Questions, bro. That's peak comedy, bro. Niggas was really
there, bro. Silly, bro. I was on that bitch a lot, bro.
It was good fights, bro.
Yeah,
it's crazy that like that's something we used to do.
It was like all the
just anything that
anything that everything that happened was on there.
Oh, I see my dad. He's watching World Star.
He seemed like the type.
Yeah, my dad kind of a hood booger sometimes. Yeah. Like he liked them like black novels too.
Yeah.
Like
the erotic novels.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, right, so yeah, yeah. Them like hood erotic novels.
Look at World Star. Are we gonna throw that up in the like website rafters of like, you know, like Dat Piff was like one of those?
Yeah, yeah. MySpace, World Star of our era.
I haven't been on World Star in a long time.
World Star is something we will talk about that the next generation has no concept of.
Do y'all still get on World Star?
No, it kind of
sometimes just feels so. But once the fight comes to creator died,
yeah, okay.
It's like it fell off. Yeah. It kind of fell
the fight comp stopped being good. I stopped watching
once it stopped. Like, it's kind of
well, it's like other social media started to have Black videos Planet. More. So, like,
oh,
World Star was popular because no one was like the main other place. Ones wasn't pushing videos.
Yeah.
So, like, once Twitter could get videos, longer videos, Instagram got videos,
I think,
you know,
people think that, like, people think that, like, nowadays, how you could just have viral videos everywhere, that is so, it used to be so much harder,
crazy,
bro. You just have to go to sites like Jib Jab to like watch
to a
video.
To watch a viral video.
Yeah. And then like everyone had to go.
You had to go to YouTube to watch a viral video.
Yeah, YouTube didn't have the grip where it's like everything is funneled through YouTube or everything's funneled through Twitter. Like it just really the internet was real separate. Like it's just funny to think about like everything's so connected now. Like
the younger generation, that won't even make sense.
Nah, bro. Like it was niggas like, it was shit going on Tumblr that I didn't even know about, bro. Like, I got to Tumblr so late, I was like, I wasn't even here for, like, when it was, like, real popping off.
No,
niggas had whole lives on there, bro.
Yeah.
On what?
Tumblr.
Do you think our MySpace,
I had Tumblr, but I used it for a different reason. I'm not going to incriminate myself.
No, I think I just was on, like, I was on certain stuff late.
Yeah,
like, I was on Instagram late, too. I was just,
me too.
Wasn't on certain shit, bro.
I was on
Instagram late, but I was on Twitter early. I was on Twitter early. I had to get rid of my Twitter when I started teaching because I couldn't have that.
Remember that?
Because like first gen Twitter was a different beast, bro.
Yeah, I had it in college. I had to get off it, bro. I was be drunk and tweeting the wrong.
That's what I'm saying, bro. I was tweeting at people,
When I look at it, I think I have
government just not being
I've had my account for 14 years.
Federal.
He's a damn monk.
Damn monk.
I low key don't like when niggas call me unk as like a term of endearment.
May 2009.
Young niggas. Bro.
My mom saw Trey Songz.
It's really problematic.
Oh, we can talk about that one.
Problematic. Why your mama see Trey Songz?
Why she so close to the stage?
This is a work trip? When you not oh, yeah,
my mom, I ain't gonna hold you, bro. There was a time during college, I used to like me some Trey Songz, bro. Oh, yeah. I think it's that Trigger album, bro. I used to like me some Trey Songz.
We only had an hour to see. They go to Trey Songz.
He said, super.
That's a work event?
That's crazy. Trey
Songz got your shirt on. Why
is there something that your parents would do that you would just never like, nah, it's not like, don't talk to me about that or like stuff like that?
What do you mean? Oh, like.
But she went to, he's very uncomfortable.
My dad.
He may not be uncomfortable, but.
I only know him one way, I think.
So my dad, like.
That's the only way.
My dad loves to talk about how he gets bitches, and so any opportunity he get, bro. And so I remember we were in Arkansas. He's from Arkansas, and we were at this fucking. He was like, "Oh, let's drive around, show you where I grew up," type shit. I'm like, "I guess I have no choice. I'm a kid." And I remember at one point we got to this cemetery. He's like, yeah, this is where I used to take girls. I'm like, I don't care about this, bro. I was like,
said, do what?
I was like, this is weird. Like, this is not, you're not talking about my mom. Like, I don't want to hear about you with some girl. I was like,
you're not talking about my mom.
I was just like, this is weird. I don't like this, bro. Yeah. I just like, I don't want to hear about anything my parents, to you though, man. Yeah, anything my parents talk about, like, youthful, like, quasi-sexual, I do not want to hear about, bro. Mm-mm. Like, I have no interest in hearing about you talking bitches you got or how fat a ass this girl you took your prom with. No need. I, like, you die never knowing that, bro. Yeah, but my dad loves talking about that kind of shit. Like, look at this picture. But I don't want to see that.
I think I feel the same about, like, partying. Just, like, any kind of, like, the big... Because my first thought of partying and, like, how it's going or, like, I'm just like, nah, I don't want to. So he was like, oh yeah, we used to party here. So I don't want to think about any of the partying.
I don't mind the partying stories.
I mean, it's not even like I don't mind them, but like they immediately make me think that.
What about while you're partying? If you weren't partying, like I don't mind when if we're drinking and someone tells me that their party story, that's better. Mm-hmm. But if we're not drinking and we're just sitting at Thanksgiving and you're just soberly telling me this, I'm like, bro, nah, not right now.
I usually like them at family events. Mm-hmm. So when we're having a get-together or a reunion, I like those stories then. But if it's a random Thursday, I decided to go visit my parents, I don't want really going to.
I don't want
to
hear all this.
Yeah. No. I don't like when my parents like overly talk in public.
You get embarrassed?
Yeah, it's just like, we all talking, bro. Yeah. Everything, bro. And, you know, I think all parents get an age where they just be fucking grateful.
Mm-hmm. Just talking.
They just be talking, bro. Like, I'm out with my son today, you know, I'm just...
He's happy.
They're just happy to be out with their kids, and they want to, like, talk to someone else who may be in, like, the same space.
So they can say, I got my kids here with me.
Yeah, I'm here with my family.
Look what I made. Yeah. But in your son, you're just like, come on, God, bro.
I guess that makes sense. You want to show off your family?
Because we want to show, like, this is my work.
We got breakfast one day, and we went to Bob Evans, and, like, some random guy was visiting Columbus for a tournament. And, like, my dad made conversation to him while we were waiting to get sat down. And I'm just like, bro, just shut the fuck up.
He says, it is my son right here.
Yeah.
Like, everybody know.
I was like, family. Why are you having a whole ass conversation with another guy?
He says, stand up, shake his hand.
Yeah,
shake
his hand. He said, oh, so you can murder me, and me?
Yeah. He said, no. No, thank you. So it's just like extra talking. It's just like...
That because I feel like they'd be trying to find people to talk to.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't get those. Those don't taste that good.
Like, exactly. She wasn't even talking to you.
She about to get this to take home and eat. Yeah. So, nah, you wouldn't like those girls.
Nah.
It's like that is true though, because when you, the older people, like, they'll be on the phone. They just want to talk sometimes.
Yeah.
Especially at work, I'll be like, oh, you just rambling. They just want to be like chatting and say, yeah, I was on Tuesday. I went up there to the local diner, but the agent that used to write insurance on my old automobile don't even work there.
I'm like, it's a long ass guy.
I don't know how to hang up.
It's a breathy story.
Yeah.
That you're telling that I don't know
how to hang up with like older people. But the unfortunate part sometimes with me, I'm like, I can talk to my grandma and I can also like fall asleep and wake back up where I'm like, still in the conversation with her. And I'm like, oh, I was out. Because I'm like, sometimes people's voices are so soothing. And it's, I'm like, especially some teachers, bro, and some tutors, bro. I used to, Robbie and tutoring. And
this is like every nigga's excuse, bro. He said, your voice just put me to sleep.
Bro, okay.
He said, teachers, I'm tutors. Like,
he said, anyone I don't want to listen to.
I said, I'm trying, bro. It's hard. I'm like, I don't know what you're doing, bro. I can't. I'm perked out, bro. You said
that's funny because I'm like the opposite with my grandparents now, where it's like I feel like I see my grandparents now as such like just people, where it's like they're like because my grandparents have gotten like older. Like my grandma's real sick, and it's like, oh, you guys are like so old. Like you don't like, you're so backwards. like not like backwards like they like racist, but just like they just think shit like, oh, that's just such how an old nigga thinks about shit. Like my grandpa always asked me like, oh, like when last time you got your car washed? I'm like, Only old niggas ask you that when you first get to. Like, I drove 5 hours to come see you at this baby shower. You asked me if I got, when last time I got my car washed. What an old nigga question. But I'm like, that's what you care about. That's what old niggas care about. I mean, bro. Like, so, you old niggas from Detroit, that's what they care about, bro.
Because it's like, what else are we really about to talk about?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I just, like, I used to feel like as
he
a kid.
He started teeing off and he said, well, you don't want to talk to me about bitches.
He's like, I only got 2 things to talk about, Channing. Cars, bitches. I feel like as a kid, I used to be like, oh, my grandparents are so boring because they just talk about old people shit. But now I have like an appreciation for it. It's just like, oh, it's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, like all you talk about is like church and like the niggas you know that died and like what you about to cook. But like, yeah, let's hear the story again. What else am I doing today, bro? Yeah, let's talk about some old nigga shit. How much you love Faygo. Mm-hmm. Like,
they really put their days in perspective. Like, a Monday is a Monday for them. Like, especially if you're retired, it's like, you look at your days differently, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, if we all didn't have to really go to work, you're looking at your weeks completely different.
Yeah, they were like, open, what'd you do today? Like, oh, nothing.
Like, today feels like Saturday for real. We're like, that's why I be thinking sometimes, too. I'm like, not that they don't have really a reason to be worried. Maybe their house is paid off. I don't know my grandparents' financial situation, but, like, they cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, like, they're not worried. And like you said, they just talk to me about certain things. Like you said, like, oh, like, we talk about the weather. Like, basic stuff.
Yeah, I'm scared about the weather.
And I like it.
Or it's just like,
that's enough.
It's just shit where it's like, my grandpa, he's like into politics. Well, he's a politician. And so he like keeps up with some current shit. And so like, he'll be like, you know how old he'd be like, what's the girl, the red one? I'm like, sexy red? I'm like, yeah, she's doing big things. I'm like, it's like, oh, so you've heard about sexy red now? Because he'd be with my like cousin, my younger cousin shit. So it's like, he is like, it's just funny when it's like you see an older person and you just like, oh yeah, you used to be cool.
Yeah.
And now you just old, but you still tapped in. Like, you still like cool don't leave you. Like, it's just like, it might look different, like, but like cool always knows what's cool. Like, you always know the fly shit. Like, if you a fly nigga, you always somehow the fly shit reaches you. And it's just funny when you see it, like, yeah, I bet you if you were our age, you'd be a fly young nigga, bro. You'd be a cool nigga, bro. Like, because how you know about sexy rap, bro?
Yeah, I think the one cool thing about being old will be like, finally people can leave me alone in public and be like, there's nothing wrong with me. Because I'm older, I can be out and just enjoying something.
People
and like
ignore you.
Because like some, yeah, and it's like sometimes you could be sitting there, like I guarantee you, if any of us go sit in the park and like just sit there with
someone will try to talk to us.
Will try to talk to you, or like someone will do something in a way where it's like, oh, are you sad? Are you down? Where it's like, I'm enjoying today. I'm not showing teeth right now, or like,
yeah,
I'm cool. Mm-hmm. But like, I think I like to sometimes observe people, and I can't do that being like the way I look right now to look kind of weird. But like, I mean, obviously older people would too, but like you can really just be like observing a lot more things, and people are going to be like, yeah, this is what older people do. They go to the park and chill and relax. And
I think you also like, and shout out to my Greg Gatsby fans, you'll know this reference. You have that quality that Nick has in that book where it's like, you also are someone that people want to talk to. Mm-hmm. Like, where I have like resting bitch face, so people don't approach me. So I don't have that problem. But you have that problem like double down. Like, people look to you for help. And because you're tall, too, like, people just see you. And it's like, oh, that person looks like he'll help me. Like,
come on.
Like, that's why people look for you, bro. That's like some biological animal shit. It's like, oh, you're tall and you look friendly. This person is safe. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, I look like Scar. I look like a threat. It's crazy.
You like Scar?
Yeah.
I look like a threat. He's a BB bird.
Don't.
It is funny, though. Like, it's talking about old nigga shit. This week, I downloaded the New York Times app, bro. I did that crossword puzzle, bro. I think I'm hooked, bro.
Are you hooked already?
That shit fun, bro.
Yeah.
I was really going through that shit. I was like, it was stressing me out because I couldn't think of one, bro. And then I finally got it, shit, bro. I felt good, bro.
Is that your new thing?
Yeah, I think I might be a crossword. Because I was doing the crossword. I'm doing all these little games. I'm doing Wordle. I'm late to Wordle, bro, but I see the fire now, bro. I got that shit on the second try. I felt like that nigga, bro. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. It's hard though, because you really just have to just guess.
I play Wordle.
It's basically you have to guess, but there's like no hint. And it really is based off like the letter. It's like kind of like Jeopardy, where if you guess the right letter, it'll show you. And so it's like you guess a word. I guess a word with a bunch of vowels, and then I just off that, I guess the right word. I was like, that nigga, bro. I said, niggas can't touch me, bro. Yeah. Like, I really felt like too that easy, nigga, bro. I was like, I'm him, bro.
Yeah.
And so like I was like, damn, bro, maybe I'll be a crossword nigga when I get old too. Like, I don't know if the full one was a little big. I'm still doing like the mini ones. I'm to build myself up, but like, I can see myself doing the crossword. I don't think I'll ever do it.
Big ones are not made to be done in a day.
No. Yeah, bro. That's what I'm saying. You got to really take some time. You got to dedicate.
Do you always think it's amazing how our eyes can just form words like that immediately when you look at a crossword? You can form words.
There's a word for it, but yeah, it's like if the first and last letters of a word are the same,
you can
scramble the middle, and you're, because you don't actually, this is one thing, like, you learn about development. Once you get older, you don't actually read.
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, you read each letter. Once you get as an adult, you like recognize the shape of the word and associate that. So like if you see the word cross, you're not going C-R-O. It'll take you too long. You're just like, that looks like cross. So you just say cross. Yeah. And so that's why you can scramble that shit. Or like in a word search, you can just like look for the general shape and you'll just like pick certain shit out.
That makes sense why you fumble over your words.
Yeah, because you're not reading it. Especially if you're reading fast, you're not actually looking at the word. Even when you hit one you don't know, like in high school,
some
when you're
niggas can also not read though.
Yeah, some niggas can. Reading is a skill. Like some niggas are better or worse. But that's why like in high school it's so many niggas who's like in that middle ground where it's like when they know words, they straight. But once they hit a word they don't know, it's like fuck.
It's like that D ain't supposed to be there.
Yeah.
The D and the M ain't supposed to be there.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, in 1992
what Kevin Garnett did that shit. He said he couldn't say equivalent.
It's hard, bro. You ain't words you.
He's like, I'm on TV. I'm not
what you know, you dumb nigga. In a word you don't know, bro. You like, oh fuck.
That's what he did. Cross.
He wanted to move everybody else past it. He said, if I move my hand, they gonna
hit a backslide, bro. On that, bro.
That's, hey, no.
I don't know the word.
He said, no. We saw that. We saw that, bro.
He said, no. Say it again.
Yeah.
You know the teacher do that to you when you're younger.
Huh?
Chandler said, what was that? Say it again.
That's fuck.
The whole class.
That's you, bitch. I almost got away.
No, because at that point, I'd rather show my ass than have to read that word again,
bro.
I'm showing my ass.
It's this Kevin Hart story about how he was in this movie, and so the word facade is spelled like F-A-C-A-D-E, but he didn't know that. And so he's like on set reading his lines. He's like, duh, duh, duh. It's a facade. And he's like, everyone go silent. And the director's like, it's facade, Kev.
Okay. That's embarrassing.
Like, bro, can you imagine? Yeah. Like, that's the worst. Like, bro, not just reading the class. You're on set, bro, on a movie.
Now,
confidently saying a lot.
Kevin Hart making a joke on me because he can't read.
No.
You mad at me because you can't read.
I can't.
Now I can't read. Yeah.
And it's like, bro, that's so awful to work. We can't even pretend like you said facade, dog. He said facade. And bro, he's like, I didn't know how you said facade.
Bro,
was so hard. Why
you writing like that? I said, bro, I thought you knew that word, bro. But it's also like, if no one tells you, bro, because I think that too, where it's like, you ever like read something or like there's a musical artist where you just have just read the song title or you read the artist name and then you hear that word like, oh, that's how they say their name, like, yeah, damn. In my mind it was so different. So like he probably just practicing his lines around niggas who also didn't know how to say facade, so they're like, but that's another word, I don't know. And so he got to set and what was he supposed to do? But like, bro, I remember class, it'd be like that. You say a word wrong, it'd be like somebody be like, huh? Like,
you know, you didn't know it,
bro. You know we don't know like paraplegic yet. You know, we're in like third grade. You know, we haven't gotten it.
I used to admit.
Oh, a nigga like word. Me, I don't know that word. Cause I'm, or, you're not gonna embarrass me here, bro. Like,
you try to pronounce it, I remember that that's the first thing I learned about reading. Was like, if you don't know the person's name that you're reading,
someone else, you know,
just say the first initial or like get close, like, yeah, just so you can get,
yeah, cause names
can learn the word. And
it's a help me,
bro. I remember in Sunday school, bro, reading a Bible, we get to names, bro.
Like, bro,
Nebuchadnezzar.
I didn't know he was going to say that.
Because
that's a very popular biblical name.
I get mad when people.
And it's like, yo, you don't know that?
To read, people don't understand, but when you try to read from scripture, it's meant to mess you up.
Bro, it's not how we talk.
It's not. I'm like, come on.
We don't say thee and thy like that, bro. It's, I don't, that word, just seeing that T-H-Y throw me off.
I got some names on y'all.
Show.
He said, Charlemagne.
You be trying to read the prayer, and he's saying the word wrong.
As a kid, that was pure comedy.
Trying to feel the prayer, but like the scripture be hard to read.
Fucking me up.
Yeah.
He said that was no.
Bro, this is like one of the reasons why I know I was like really a dickhead as a kid. I would weaponize that in class. Whereas like if a nigga had pissed me off or was a nigga I was trying to embarrass, bro. You know how you do the popcorn reading where it's like you read until you stop? I would get to a point where I knew it was going to be some hard shit. I read pages until I got to a paragraph that I knew was going to be difficult. Then I call it a nigga, bro. Like, I'll plot on a nigga, bro.
You got me earlier.
I'll be like, you good now, but on 97, we're going to get to this Egyptian family. I know you don't know these names, bro. So I'll make you look bad in front of people, bro. Weaponize it. I will weaponize that shit, bro. I know exactly what I was doing, bro, because I knew I was a good reader, bro, and I knew who wasn't. It took me 2 weeks in class to figure out who wasn't good at reading out loud, bro, because there's always niggas who didn't want to get called on, bro. Niggas read one quick paragraph, like, I'm done. Like, victim. So you showed your weakness. So you showed weakness, bro. You can't show weakness like that, bro. Nah, I always go for you, bro.
Nah, because I feel like kids are mean.
Yeah, bro. Kids are very mean. Also entertaining, bro. I got 48 minutes in here, bro. I need something to laugh at. Yeah, and today's you.
No, that kind of ties to, because I was thinking, like, if your kid pooped themselves at school, that something you would let them change schools for?
How old are we talking?
I'd say at least middle school.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Ooh, so middle school to high school. So, like, not elementary.
And this is non-medical, reason.
Something like that. They just pooped themselves, and now it's like they want to, like,
yeah,
regardless of job and
depending
everything.
Depending on, like, I feel like there's some kids who can eat that. There's some kids who are just, like, that confident to eat that. But there's some kids who can't come back from that. You have to know your kid. And if my kid could come back from that, I'd be like, yeah, you're
what's
right.
Some
kid can't bounce back to certain shit, bro.
Is he involved in some activity that can balance?
That's what I'm saying.
Like you said, it's like, okay, like, so yeah, like, I'm the poop kid, but, like, I'm also, like, really good at soccer. So, like there's this balance. Like, yeah, he showed himself, but, like, he also, like, wants
to. Yeah, he's gonna have to be in some extracurriculars.
There's a certain type of kid who has a certain confidence who's like, yeah, I'm shit pants. And he'll, like, lean into the joke, and then eventually it'll be over. Like, yeah. But, like,
I'm not trying to
be mean, but, like, I feel like it is kind of a gendered thing and also a racial thing where it's like white boys can eat that.
Yes.
White boys can eat that, bro. Like, there's a white boy can be shit pants and just shrug it off. He'll be SP in college. But, like, girls, I don't know. Like, if my daughter came to me, he's like, dad, they found out I shit myself during jail. I'm like, yeah, we can look into transfer you. You can go to Westville Central, bro. Yeah, you're right.
You're right.
Yeah, that's fair. Because it's like, yeah, there's certain shit.
Early enough, for sure.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, you're young enough.
The older they get, I'm like,
high school is crazy.
But also, to me, it's like, you told me you shit your pants in high school, I'm like, what's going on? Why did you shit your pants? Why'd you do that? I'm concerned.
Like, I'm assuming they didn't just, like, poop. It was like, but it just, once everybody knows, it's done.
Because Channing is so right, because if he leans into it, he can hit, bro.
Yeah,
because that's how
kids just eat that. Some kids just eat that. Yeah,
it's like, I mean, I'm pretty sure I shit myself in middle school.
That's what I'm
pretty sure I did.
I shit myself in elementary school. That's why I asked that question. Because I don't think people found out, but I definitely was trying to hold it because I wanted to stay on the playground. And I was praying dogging.
Staying on the playground is the main reason.
I was staying on the playground. I
would get streaks in my drawers.
Hey, yeah, and I just
said my underwear used to be dirty, nigga.
So, like, you know, sometimes I had to probably, like, stand over in the corner and, like, clench my butt cheeks.
Yeah. Ain't want to go inside, bro.
And then you go back to playing. Like, once it goes back, you say,
we're good.
You pop it up. My mom's like, why?
Recess is only 30 minutes, bro.
Why does moms have to show? Why do you have to show me what I've done?
Because it's disgusting.
Because I'm cleaning it.
Yeah, because it's disgusting. Yeah. And also, like, you wait till you have to clean someone else's shit. You don't want to show them too, bro. Yeah. You're like, hey, bro,
gonna, like, also, it's one of those things where I'm like, if you don't know how to properly wipe, this is going to be a problem.
Yeah.
You might end up shit pants.
Nip this with your reflection of me.
Yeah.
And I can't have shitty booty boy. That's cool, bro.
You hiding some underwear?
Yeah, I can't have shitty booty boy.
I gotta hide these.
You be schooling your booger.
Yeah, no, but I was just thinking about that. I feel like something that embarrassing.
No, there's certain shit that's definitely
I feel like there's lines of it, though.
Yeah,
like,
certain
stuff you just gotta eat it. Like, yeah. we're not moving for that.
Piss yourself, you gotta eat.
Yeah,
you gotta eat.
I had to eat bad haircuts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or even like,
and it's still mean as a parent, but it's like, I'm not.
I had to eat so many.
Low key. Any voluntary embarrassment, I'm talking like talent show, athletics, like where you just did that, that's on you, bro.
No, that's
I'm gonna tell you up front, I'm like, hey, bro, you want to see a talent show? That's a war zone. A high school talent show is a war zone. Hey, actually, that's worse than any American Idol X Factor you ever met. You are stepping onto a minefield, bro.
Now, for perspective. VLT used to sit together at these talent shows.
Worst thing is you knew, bro.
Worst thing is you could put together in a room and now you have to perform in front of us, bro.
In a gym with acoustics, bro, where a giggle echoes, bro.
That's all you hear.
That's all you hear. Yeah. And then you sing a note. This is just no backtrack.
Bro, there's one girl who ran off.
Yeah, we laughed her off stage, bro.
Not because we laughed her off. I just think she just got like...
It's quiet.
We laughed her off.
It's very quiet.
She was trying to sing this song from, I believe, Sweeney Todd. And it was just like, poor thing.
Oh, yeah.
And she... man. She couldn't get through.
You want to talk about viral sensation throughout the school, bro?
Bro, niggas do that forever.
They would not let that.
But it was also like, on the flip side, though, the positive effect of BLT, there was one girl who was, she was singing a good song, but she didn't believe in herself. And then niggas started singing with her. Yeah. And then she finished the song out. Man. So it really could go either way. Okay. It was just like, that girl, it was too funny. Like, it was like one person started laughing. It was like, well,
and once you hear that,
one takes one. Because
all in that gym, it's like we're sitting right next to each other. And also, you know, niggas just trying to like make jokes for girls. Like, it's like,
everybody looking down because they don't want to look up.
So what the BLT doing? The BLT. Oh, they ain't be all that. Yeah. But then you get like niggas like Brandon and like Clinton James who perform. So
it was
like,
good, bro.
It's cool. So it's just like, yeah.
And also the way high school worked too. We were
performed before.
And niggas like, did good, bro. Yeah, oh yeah, bro. We would have like band concerts. We would perform and we did so good. Like, we didn't care. Yeah. But it was like high school was like vicious because it would be like one thing like that will stick.
Forever.
Like it would, we talk about it before, but like it's just I think about it every day,
today,
bro.
And I'm like, my sister even references it with me today.
So or like there was a kid, he wore a Drew Brees jersey one time on a dress down day. His like maybe sophomore year, we called him Drew Brees until he graduated. Like
crazy, right?
Every time we saw him,
they label him
Drew Brees.
You want to talk about
Drew Brees? Is also a good player.
To the point where he would lean into it, and he would dap us. Oh, so Drew Brees. Like it wasn't malicious at all. It was just like that's Drew Brees. Like
but I could, you forced like, it on him.
If you ask me right now, what that kid's name?
I don't know. His name Nigel.
Never bothered to ask, bro. It's Drew Brees. And I fuck with a tight reason.
What was wrong with Drew Brees?
It was hard.
No, he just was wearing a Drew Brees jersey. So that's
nothing,
why
I, bro. It wasn't malicious.
Like if I see it, it's all love, bro.
Oh, but think but about Drew Brees. Think about you pull up to pick up your son from school and they're calling him Drew like Brees. Something. Drew Brees, like, honey, why do they?
Perfect example. There's another girl. She played basketball. We call her Lil Bow Wow because she looked like Shad Moss. She was nice though. Nice. They was in a playoff game. We start calling Lil Bow Wow. Her parents hear it. They start calling her Lil Bow Wow. Everyone now calls her Lil Bow Wow.
That's crazy. I remember that.
Yeah. I didn't know.
He know exactly what Smoke Bow Wow. Her parents was like, everybody
she
was
happily married now.
And she had the braids too, everything. She was nice.
They
were
just giving out nicknames.
And it was no ill intent. It was no, it was just like, that's Lil Bow Wow.
There was ill intent even at the origination of the.
It was just like, she looked
it's
like
a way
Mike
for
Mike.
Them to just kind of like.
It was too many kids in everybody's name.
Yeah. And like, it's funny because.
And that's why I'm going to remember you.
Private schools almost invite that sometimes. Yeah. Like, if you're, or schools that make you wear the similar thing, it's like.
You got to find something.
Separation in some kind of way. Like,
now, there were some that were
rude.
There were some.
Like ghosts?
Like, there's ghosts.
Wi-Fi was a crazy.
Knight Rider?
Knight Rider?
That's also crazy. Those are crazy.
Y'all have no limits.
Those are crazy.
So it was.
First Slave is crazy too.
It was chaotic neutral. So it was like, it could go either way. It was no bounds.
Chaotic neutral.
It was chaotic neutral. There was not good or evil.
I'm sure there's worse ones.
No, there was some evil. Because it was like.
I just can't even remember.
And the thing is one person said it, that's what it was, bro.
That's what it.
Yeah. Or like that one, that it would be a phrase by you the boy.
Yeah.
Every time you saw it, you the boy.
You the boy.
You the boy. So we called
him. What was the janitor's name that kept peeking his head through?
Mr. Lawson.
Mr. Lawson
had that parrot back there. But that's nothing. Niggas was giving us content. Like, why did our janitor have a parrot in the back in the closet? Like, why? Why? Like, how could you expect me to not make that joke? Like, that's content.
We called him Baby Boy.
Baby Boy.
Are maintenance dudes strange?
He looked like Baby Boy.
Let's talk about like a grown middle-aged man,
like baby,
already have a comb over.
Yeah,
let me ask y'all something.
Baby boy,
well, our maintenance dudes, for real though, like. Are they either like they're really cool, they got something like strange, but there's not like they're
not strange.
You know what I mean?
It's one of those jobs where I think if you're normal, you level up eventually. Where you work in like maintenance for like a building, whereas if you're still doing like high school maintenance, it's something off about you.
Yeah.
It's like being like the niggas who do equipment for sports teams. It's like, yeah, bro, it's something not right about you, obviously. Like, they let you hang around here because it's good for you, but like, clearly something not clicking over, bro. Like,
because like now, you like back then, it's like, he said, yeah, don't be like me, I'm the janitor. But I was like, I mean, but back then, you like, you was kind of chilling, like, at least compared to what it is right now, like expense wise.
I would usually think I could work
a
janitor job.
But like a janitor job was still like decent living.
If you're a young nigga?
Like, if you really think about that, bro, you could like.
But janitors
not,
also.
Not living, that, nah, after bro. A while, you learn. If you have a good attitude, you will learn to. You get to listen to music.
No, bro. Janitors have an awful job. Like,
but like.
No. You're talking about cleaning people at like an office. Custodians? That's fine. Yeah. But janitors at like, schools have to deal with such gross shit, bro. Stuff,
but I'm talking about if you have. I'm like, and compare it to now, I'm sure it's way worse. But at the time, in like the early 2000s, like when everybody could make somewhat of a decent living.
No, oh, the
and
money.
You had the right, like, mindset, like,
I'm sure there's janitors who make decent money. I'm not. Yeah, there's like, it's like it trash sucks, people make but money, like, but you're cleaning up throw up, yeah. You clean up, I mean, gum, yeah. You clean up shit, you clean up, like, you know how gross
but
kids
from that
are. Kids
to a
are
gas station. I mean, which one would you rather have? Like,
that's what I'm saying. There's worse.
Gas station clerk or janitor.
Any part of the gas station.
But I'm saying, like, there's office cleaning jobs. Yeah. I'm like, okay, that's doable. Yeah, yeah, you just clean the office. I can listen to music. I can bang that out.
At least there's some impact. I'm impacting something.
Nah, like, and also janitors are the butt of so many jokes, bro. Your life is hell, bro.
But like, don't be like me.
I guess.
But like, janitors aren't inspirational, bro. Like, niggas aren't listening to janitors.
I know what you're saying, but like,
that's a tough way to go, bro.
It's not that bad for 3 years. It's really not.
Janitor's a tough way to go.
If you got a side hustle, it's really not.
I'd rather be any other
kind
of cleaner.
What's his face did it for swan cleaners?
I would have.
Nah, ATL.
I'll do that. I'll clean the office. That's what I'm saying. I'll do that. I'll clean the office, bro. But
I don't think I'll do a school, though.
School is tough, bro.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because also, like, yeah, you're dealing with
that office, but that doesn't really count then to me. Because, like,
it's easy.
Yeah, fucking janitor to me is a school.
Is nothing.
Like, if not, you're like a cleaning
office,
associate.
I mean, most of the time, the air stinks more than, like. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I do it. That's why I want to be no janitor, bro.
I think being around high school kids though is like that's
if you're around being around high school kids without enough authority is just makes you
middle
a threat.
Middle school
is worse. Middle school kids have no conscience. Middle school kids don't think about things. Middle school kids will talk about your divorce, bro. Middle school kids are animals, bro. But like, at least, but high school kids like respect authority on some level. So at least the high school kids will be like, you're a principal, I have to listen to you. High school kids do not respect janitors, bro. And it's cool until you need them to respect you, bro. Until you need them to move, you gotta clean some shit up, bro.
I hope you don't do a janitor job looking for respect, though.
But like in life,
I was going into it knowing that all of that's about to happen.
But like, that's just gonna make your life difficult, bro. Like,
I mean, yeah, but like,
why would you sign up for that, though? Like,
I feel like if I'm signed up for any kind of job like that, like, I feel like there's not much to pick from.
Like you're in a spot where you have to do it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's something wrong with you. That's what I'm saying. It's something wrong with you. Most niggas age. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm like. If there's already something wrong with it, his mindset, like, he's kind of like strange anyway. Like, you know what I mean? You can't really beat.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. That's what I'm saying. It's like, if you a normal nigga, you a janitor, you grow out of that.
Oh, yeah,
if you stuck at high school, you a weird nigga. That's what I'm saying. Like,
because you're going to get yourself in trouble. Because you're going to be cussing somebody out or something eventually.
But I mean, like,
eventually you
got to
get out of that,
kind of
bro.
Job. Like,
why it's like, in my head, genders are always creepy.
Yes, they are.
But always weird.
But I think that's like mainly creepy, and occasionally they're kind of cool.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, you should be, like, you maybe wouldn't work as well in an office job, but you kind of just like cool to.
Yeah, it's like, oh,
but usually they're weird.
Like, it's some niggas I know. Like, I remember we had a janitor that nigga had been in jail, so that nigga could get another job. He was cool. It's fine. Nigga just had to clean up school. That's what that nigga had to do. But most of them niggas was weird, bro. Like, just one woman, she smelled like piss. Like, she sat in your room. She would, during the summer, she wouldn't clean your room. She would go in your room, sit in there, and watch Tyler Perry DVDs on your smart board, bro. And the whole room would smell like piss, bro. Cause she just smelled like urine, bro. Like, just urine. I don't know, bro. I ain't gonna talk to the bitch. She's like urine. But like, just.
It's hard to watch. It's hard to, like.
Cat urine is.
No, but it's hard to picture a human just walking around. Outside of being like a homeless person or like being down bad, it's hard to imagine a person walking around pissed without.
Yeah, it's gotta be something, bro. There's certain smells, smells you have to know, bro. Yeah, so how do you not smell yourself,
you know what
bro?
I'm saying
that way.
She's people, probably thinking she's clean.
Yeah, people are nose blind and shit.
But the clothes is just they pissy.
Yeah, because of your animals.
That's why I don't like cats, bro.
Hey, man, if you guys want a routine, follow us on Twitter, follow us on IG at the BLTPOD. Fuck with the family over at RNC Radio for your podcast and needs. But remember, not listening will always and forever be problematic as fuck.